what's going on, guys? It's Madman Plant here on Smokebusters at MJ BizCon with one of my favorite people who are always saving the day when it comes to my harvest, my storage, and my post-production. Hello, David.
How are you?
Always good. This brings me back to our first conversation here in Vegas at the last MJ BizCon. Through this year, we spent some time together in Vermont working on the video for the website and learning more about the products. Really helping, you know, bring down the naysayers.
Oh, yeah, and there's lots of naysayers out there.
I can't tell you the amount of comments that we get constantly when we try to promote a really awesome product. So tell us a little bit about Canatrol. Update us. A lot's going on. We're in different countries now.
Yeah, we just got a big system going up in Thailand. We got a big system in the UK. We're about to send one down to South America. We've got distributors now in Sweden. And stuff's going crazy because people are starting to learn there's a difference between real physics and science and bro science. And once you apply physics, things work really well. You get amazing flower that's not over dried. It's sticky, supple, smokes really well, keeps the yield up if you happen to be in the business of selling by weight. So no, getting well received. And we just got amazing results back from the Cannabis Research Coalition, who was able to finally properly test terpenes and have been able to demonstrate that the terpenes are 16% higher using a Canatrol system with Vapetrol technology than the old traditional 60-60 method. Matter of fact, there's a chart right up there on the screen of it.
You know, and that's something that I love about breaking down bro styles, and that's the whole purpose of Smokebusters, is breaking down these myths and truly understanding the value. You know, you can't have a product that does what it does and be making as many moves as it is without some type of science or some type of nonfiction behind it. You know, it's got to be real. It's got to be in your hands.
Exactly.
And that's one thing that I love about everybody here, especially including you guys. It's about the education. It's about making people better, getting people to understand truly what is going on. And when you can control your breakdown and your processes and everything like this, not only do you set yourself up for, you know, a set it and forget it method minus a sponge, but you also set yourself up in a carefree space. Well, hey, I'm busy. Guess what? My cannabis is in good hands.
That's right. You don't have to worry about it.
You know, and a lot of times I get people saying, oh, it's a wine fridge that's just built differently, you know, and that's great. But how do you prove time after time on a scale from your DC 16 or DC 8, you know, all the way down to your cool cure and have the same results from two different growers, commercial and then, you know, home grow?
Yeah, it's all about the physics. And yeah, what is in common with this, the cool cure and a wine cooler, it's an insulated box with a door. That's the only thing that's the same. After that, it's completely different technology. But you need an insulated sealed box so you can maintain your vapor pressure while you're allowing your flower to properly dry.
Yeah, and for a lot of people out there, you know, that are, you know, poo-pooing the idea, you know, we spent a lot of time in Vermont, in Boston, in New Hampshire with you guys, hearing it from people who had huge grows who are counting on this. And like you said, actually, our good friend Keith over there said, you know, when you're in Boston and you have 2-3 weeks tops to get your entire harvest down, trimmed, and then stored, and you're going to risk losing it all?
Yep.
Why wouldn't you want to play games?
Yeah. Just a couple of minutes ago, we had someone here from Hawaii who has cool cures in Hawaii, and he came here and brought flower to show us samples of what he did in his cool cure. And he had some amazing flower that's all a year old.
Yes.
And it's still in amazing condition.
Yeah, and that's the power. And, you know, it's not even just helping out home growers. It's helping out people like Willow Industries that are here today, too. And when you talk about contamination and microcolonies and how they can divide and multiply in just hours and days and weeks, they found out that you're saving the day by keeping everything at a minimum, where they actually go in there with relief.
Exactly. Shelf stability.
So what should we know about Canatrol moving forward in 2024? There's got to be something new.
You're just going to see us in more places. There's going to be better flower available on the market as more and more people use the technology for drying and curing. And it's just going to lift everyone up.
Yes, it is. So let's tell people where they can find you, obviously.
At countertrolls.com.
Yep, and visit them on their social media on Instagram. And we will see you guys next time on Smoke Busters.